The following is a class on the Nectar of Devotion, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 5th, 1973, in Bombay, India.
This is a vibration of light or air expand, but we do not know where it ends. The Nectar of Devotion teaches us the science of loving every one of the living entities perfectly by the easy method of loving Krishna. We have failed to create peace and harmony in human society, even by such great attempts as the United Nations, because we do not know the right method.
You see, example is, just like there is air vibration, water vibration, the radio message. In one place the vibration is made and it goes like waves. It expands very quickly, within a second it expands 7 times the earth, so far we have heard. Or if you throw one stone on the lake, they will become a circle. And the circle will expand unless it goes to the limit. So our loving propensity is there and it should expand. Ultimately it should reach the lotus feet of the Lord. Then it will be perfect. So this is being explained. The Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Our love for Krishna is there already. But it is being choked up by material condition. I want to love, but some blind leader, he comes, he says that you love your this country, your society, humanity, and you love your society, but you cut throat of another society. This is why. Because it is imperfect, one side they are teaching, love your nation and cut the throat of another. So this kind of love, or this kind of loving propensity will not be ever satisfied. We shall always remain unsatisfied. Because this is artificial. The same example. If you want to love, then you have to pour water on the root of the tree. Then it will love it. Otherwise, if you manufacture so many ways of love, then certainly you will be confused and frustrated. What is the sin down here? Come on.
The method is very simple, but one has to understand it with a cool head. The Nectar of Devotion teaches all men how to perform the simple and natural method of loving Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we learn how to love Krishna, then it is very easy to immediately...
In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hot. Shraddha shabde vishwas sudhira nischoy. So, we elevated to the transcendental platform of loving service of the Supreme Lord. There is a process. The process is that as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Saptamana Prattho Yogam Junyan Madhat. This is the process. You have to increase your attachment for Krishna. This yoga system you have to adopt. How to increase your love for Krishna? That is not very difficult. That's like this archan. Saranam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padaseivanam. So these are the different processes how to increase your attachment for Krishna. The attachment of Krishna is there, but by Savanadi Shuddha Chitta Karaya, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kavunar, Savanadi Shuddha Chitta Karaya Udar. Everyone has got love for Krishna. It is not artificial thing. Everyone has got. Otherwise, how these Europeans and American boys and girls taking to this principle? Why they are mad after Krishna? Because it was there. It is not artificially, you cannot make such. It is not possible. Artificially, you cannot make a staunch devotee of Krishna. That is not possible. Artificially, one day, 2 days, 3 days, then go there. Just like it has become in our country. Our love is now for material happiness, poverty for the last 2,000 years or one little above 1,000 years, India was foreign subjugated. So they are now thinking that somehow or other if we can become like American skyscraper buildings, our life will be successful. So they are artificial now. They are killing their own culture and try to imitate. This is artificial. But this artificial way, one cannot be happy. They will be frustrated. That's why Americans have become frustrated. They have got enough. What is this skyscraper buildings in Bombay? They have got 100 times skyscraper buildings in New York. 100 times. And what is this skyscraper? Say 20 stories, there are 104 5-stories. When I first went to New York, I saw one building, Empire State. Yes, it was 102 stories. Now the others have increased to 104 5. So, but why? These American boys are frustrated. Their father, their grandfather have got enough money, enough skyscraper building, but they are not satisfied. They don't want to work like their father and grandfather. They have left. I have got many students, my disciples. Their father, a very rich man, industrialist, lawyers, but they don't like. So-called happiness will never satisfy us. The real happiness, which is within our love, loving propensity for Krishna, that has to be revived. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kavuna. It is not by artificial means one becomes a devotee of Krishna. That is not possible. Nobody can become a lover or devotee of anyone else by artificial means. Unless there is some natural tendency. So that natural tendency to love Krishna is there in everyone's heart. So our Krishna consciousness movement is how to invoke that natural tendency to love Krishna. That is our idea. And how it is possible? This asana, this means, Savanadi Shuddha Chitte Karayudam. Savanadi Shuddha Chitte. Savanadi means this process. Just like you have come here, you are hearing about Krishna. This is the process. You may be illiterate, you may be rich, or you may be poor, whatever you may be. It doesn't matter. Please come, sit down and hear. But in the hearing process, there is so many impediments, Maya. Just like people are coming here to hear, but there has been impediment. Because our lift is being too much used, the electric supply is cut off. Maya is always there. They will, I want to say, spend electric energy in so many ways, that is not lost. But people who are coming for half an hour, on 1 hour, gentlemen, no electricity will be spoiled. This is Maya. Maya is always after this checking process. So we have to fight against the Maya. Then we come to the Sukhavati. That fighting determination must be there. Māmeva ca prabhadanti, māyāmetānti. One must be determined. The Maya may check my progress in Krishna consciousness, but I must fight Maya. This determination. What? Virabhrata. Bhajante māṁ virabhrata. That is what. All right, let me do, all right, not. That's all right. Let me do my business. No, one must be very serious. Virabhrata. Virabhrata and follow me convince. These things require to revive your Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it is very easy. Samanadi Suddha Chitta Karayindo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when there was discussion about sadhana and sadhana, what is the aim of life and what is the process of achieving that aim of life, this discussion was made between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was questioning and Ramananda Rai was replying. So the first reply was given by Ramananda Rai when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, what is the goal of life and what is the process to reach the goal of life? Very nice question. Ramananda Rai replied, Varnasama charavata purusena parasamaan Vishnu aradhate pumishan nannatattu sukaran. He immediately replied that a human being must first of all come to the standard of varnasama. Four varnas and four asamas. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha. Unless they come systematically, life on these principles, they are animals. They are not human. That was our Indian Vedic civilization. Now they are manufactured. They are religion. Jatama tatapa. You can manufacture your own way. You be satisfied. This is the India. So many, you can see in Bombay, so many rascals are preaching. Then there is no standard thing. So it is very difficult for us to give us the right thing. But we are certain, because we are not cheating people, so it may take some time, but people are gradually coming to Krishna consciousness. Because this is right thing. So Varnasama Charvata Purushina Parapumar, this is the beginning of actual human life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately replied, Yoho Bhajjo Age Kahoha. Yoho Bhajjo. Bhajjo means this is external. This will not very much help at the present moment. But actually that is being there. Just like we are preaching in the Western countries, if we wanted to establish varnasram dharma in the beginning, that you become brahmana, you become grihastha, you become sannyasi, no. Then everyone would have rejected. So we are not prepared for this purpose. But the process introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is a sanction in the Shastra. Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam. This is standard method. Because we give them the chance of hearing, gradually they come. Not that immediately you become Brahman. Now they are becoming more than Brahmans. Here in India, the Brahmanas, they are doing everything, still they are going in the name of Brahman. But here, these European Brahmanas, American Brahmanas, they are real Brahmanas, because they have given up all sinful activities. The Brahmanas' life is first of all truthful, truthful, satta sama dhamma pratikha, controlling the senses, controlling the mind, perseverance, simplicity, full knowledge, application of knowledge, belief in the Vedas, these are the symptoms of Brahman. Satta sama dhamma pratikha ajyamam astikam jnanam vijnanam brahma karma svabhav. So, if we take to Krishna consciousness, these brahminical qualifications automatically come. Just shasti, bhakti, bhagavati, akunchana, sarvai gunai tatra samasati. This is the test. A devotee shall be qualified with all the godly qualities. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you induce people, because his mission is to propagate this Vedic culture all over the world. He is not confined within some limited area. Prithivite ase jato navaradi gram. As many villages and towns are there in the world, his mission is to be preached there. So, say if we, in the beginning we say, you have to become a Brahmin, first of all. Now we have to become a Brahmin. Our people are not becoming Brahmin. They say it is nonsense. Let us become Shudra. So that is not possible. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Iho bhajcha aage kahoa. And then Ramananda Raya suggested karma mishra bhakti, then jnana mishra bhakti. Bhakti with jnana, mixed with jnana, process of jnana, speculative philosophy, and bhakti mixed with karma, karma kandya vichara. But real bhakti is jnana karma anabritam. It must be untouched by the process of jnana and karma. It should be spontaneous. That is bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karma anabritam anukullena krishna. Spontaneous means when we shall rise to the platform that here is a service for Krishna. Let me do it immediately. Let me do it. Just like Yudhishthira was advised by Krishna that you just go to Dronacharya and speak him lies that his son is dead. Yudhishthira hesitated. Oh, how can I speak lies? I never done it in my life. And this is karma kandya vicha. This is karma kandya vicha. He is looking after his own benefit. Karma kandya vicha means I do something and I profit and I enjoy it. I do some sacrifices, I become elevated to the heavenly planet and I enjoy life. This is karma kandya. And jnana kandya means that this world is false, brahma satya jagat. Therefore, let me merge into the brahma effulgence. Nidbhed brahmanusandha. This is jnana kandya. Nidbhed brahmanusandha. But bhakti means jnana karma anabritam. One must be free from this karma kandya vicha and jnana kandya vicha. There must be pure devotion. What is that? Anukullena krishna anusilanam, simply to carry out. So, it was the duty of Yudhishthira to immediately, what Krishna said, immediately to execute it. But because he was on the karma kandya, of course they were all devotees, but just to show us, the karma kandya vicha, they hesitated. Just like the Brahmins, who were Jagdik Brahman, who was performing sacrifices. And Krishna's friend became hungry. So they asked Krishna, we are hungry, please arrange for some food. Krishna said, yes, you go immediately there. The Brahmins are performing yagyas and ask them for some food. They went. But the Brahmins refuse. Oh, the yoga is not yet performed. How we can give you? No, no, don't talk. So they came back. Then Krishna said, go to their wives. The jagging Brahman Putni. Go to their wives. And as soon as they went to the wives, they heard Krishna's name. They were very much beloved to Krishna. Immediately, whatever was there for the yoga, immediately they brought to Krishna. This is bhakti. And the jagging Brahmanas were in the Karmakandya platform. But they are devotees. But when actually it was performed, what is that verse? Dik Janma?
Dik Janma, Trivit Vidyam. Dik Janma, Trivit Vidyam is Veda.
Yes.
What all these Veda suggestions,
yes.
You can use it. Dik Janma, you are born in a great family.
Yes.
It's also used. Trivit Vidyam,
Dik Ratham,
Dik Bahubhyatam.
Bahubhyatam.
Dik Kulam.
Kulam also
is born in a
Brahmin family.
Dik Kriya.
So, this is bhakti. And bhakti means spontaneously responding to Krishna. That is bhakti. There is no... Therefore, it is transcendental platform. It is not on this material, the material platform, karma kanda, jnana kanda. Bhakti is above. Manchabhyavichajini bhakti yogina jasevati. Sagunan samatita itan brahma bhuya. Transcendental platform. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this karmakandya vichar, that is also nice, those who are in the too much bodily concept of life, but it is very difficult to raise the people to the karmakandya, jnanakandya vichar, in this age especially. They have become so fallen that it is not possible for them to raise them either karmakandya, jnanakandya or yogic process. This is not possible. That when this hastar it is said, kalo nasteva 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 gatiranatha. If you follow karmakandya vicha, jnanakandya vicha or yogic process, it is very difficult. Therefore, the only process is Harem nama, harem nama, harem nama iva kevalam. Kalo nasti, vanasti, vanasti, vatirannatha. And Narottam Das Thakur said that karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakali vishe bhanda. Amrita baliya jiva khar. So suppose karma kandya, vichar, you get elevated to the heavenly planet. That's all right by karma kandya, vichar. But what Krishna says about this elevation, antavattu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpameva. Antavattu phalam tesam. These results derived out of karma kanda jnana kanda, they are temporary. Of course we do not know what kind of temporary. But temporary means even if you live for many millions of years, that is also temporary. Because you are eternal. Somebody is living for 1 year, somebody is living for 1 minute, and somebody is living for 1 million or more than that. Just like Brahma's life. Sahasra yuga padyantam marhajyat brahmanogi. That is also temporary. Our problem is to get our eternal life again. Jadgatyana nivartante tadhama, but this is the problem. One should go to such a place that he will not have to come back again to this temporary world. So karma kanda, jnana kanda means you can be elevated to the heavenly planet by karma kanda process, or even to the Brahma planet, Brahma loka, Satya loka. But what Krishna says, Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravarti narjana. So that will not give us the ultimate benefit. The ultimate benefit is Maam upetta kantiya dukkhalayam sasatam nafnubanti mahasangsiddhim paramatma. That is what. One has to go back to home, back to God. That is the perfection of life. this human life should be utilized for going back to home. But they have no idea, they do not know. So what is God? Where is back to home, back to God? And nothing, no education. Although the knowledge is there in the Bhagavad Gita and other shastras. Everything is there. But we have become so fool that we take Bhagavad Gita and comment in a different way so that people may not understand. He does not understand himself. And how he'll explain? Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasya yogamāya samāvṛta. Because without becoming a devotee, nobody can understand Bhagavad Gita. That's a fact. So one may be a very good scholar, ABCD, but the ABCD knowledge is not sufficient to understand. Bhaktosi, priyosi, rasam jetaduttam. Simply by erudite scholarship, you cannot understand. Then Krishna would have selected somebody else who is scholarly advanced. But he was selecting Arjuna, although he was a soldier. He was not a Vedantist, he was not a Brahmana, but he was ordinary soldier, maybe royal family, a Grihastha. But he selected him. Why? Bhaktosi, because he was devotee. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is to be understood by devotee from the very beginning. So one has to become devotee of Krishna. Then we can understand the teachings of the Vedas. Vedas mean Veda is the Sarva Yaham Eva Vedam. Anywhere you go, either Bhagavad Gita is also Vedic literature, Bhagavad is also Vedic literature. Either you take directly Vedas, Isopanishad, other Upanishad, the ultimate goal is to understand Krishna. Veda is the Sarva Yaham Eva Vedam. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to give Krishna. Krishna se tumar Krishna dite paro. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Vaishnava Thakur tumara kukur boliya jana hamore. He is presenting himself. My dear sir, Vaishnava, kindly accept me as your dog. Dhaita, what is that song? You have forgotten? Krishna se tumar Krishna dite, tumar sakatiya. This is a fact. If you want Krishna, then you have to approach a pure devotee of Krishna. He can deliver. Vedesh dullava adullava atma bhakto. If one is Krishna devotee, he can deliver Krishna, take it. Here is Krishna. That is the special prerogative of devotee. Kontiya pratijani, Krishna. Krishna is advising Arjuna, because he is devotee, that he declared, Name Vatta Pranastana. So he could declare himself. No, he wants to declare everything through his devotee. Nimitta Matra Bhava Sambhasa. He wants to see that Arjuna became victorious, although he was conducting. Actually, he was doing the victorious work. So in this way, Krishna Bhakti, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti, if we simply invoke our Krishna Bhakti, that is success of life. Samara, therefore Rupa Goswami says, that jeno teno prakarena manak Krishna nivisaya. Samara, just be absorbed within your mind about Krishna. Samai manak Krishna padarvindam. Samara, it doesn't matter which way. And another place, Rupa Goswami says, Krishna bhakti rasabhavitamati kriyatam jadi kutopi labhat. Purchase this Krishna bhakti rasabhavitamati, Krishna consciousness, if it is available somewhere. Tatya laulam eka mullam, na janma koti vi sukriti vi labhate. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very rare thing. But by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is being distributed all over the world. Freely. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace. Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradaya. If we adopt the method of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can distribute what Krishna Prema, love of Krishna, knowledge of Krishna may be distributed. The scholars and the pandits may can understand. But love of Krishna is different. That is different. But the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing love of Krishna. Krishna Prema Pradayati. Namo Mahamadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Seva. So, if we follow through the path chucked out by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Krishna also, although it is very difficult to understand Krishna, manushanam sahasresu tachidyata tisiddhaye, jatatama tisiddhana, but through the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to follow the six Goswamis, because these six Goswamis were directly instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread this movement. He instructed Rupa Goswami continually for 10 days in prayer, Dasasamed Ghat. He instructed Sanatana Goswami for 2 months in Banaras, and they have given us this invaluable literature. There are so many other literatures, of which the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu we have translated into English, Nectar of Devotion. So try to follow this book. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti, Narottamdas Thakur is singing. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoive Akuti, Kabe Hamo Bujhabo Se Jugalati. The Sahajiyas, they immediately try to understand the love affairs of Krishna God. That is Sahajiyas. Here we have to take instructions from Narottamdas Thakur. First of all, we have to take the mercy of Rupa Raghunatha Goswami. Then, if there is our luck is good, then we can understand what is Radha Krishna Prema. It is not a thing to be understood by the common man in the bazaar, Radha Krishna. Therefore, in spite of hearing Radha Krishna here for many, many years, they remain in the same position. Not a single step forward. What to understand Krishna? Because they do not try to understand Radha Krishna through the channel chalked out by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Goswami. Don't try to jump over to understand Radha Krishna. That will not help us. Thank you.